From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, October 17. I'm Elise Cox. News that the Adventist Hospital is renegotiating its lease on the hospital building with its landlord, the Mendocino Coast Healthcare District, has been the talk of the town. Especially troubling has been an agreement that if the two parties could not come to terms, they would set an agreed-upon termination date. Immediately after the news broke, catastrophists seized the narrative, predicting that the loss of the single hospital on the Mendocino coast would send the area into a death spiral.
If you don't have a hospital, tourists are frightened to come here. If you don't have a hospital, older people have to leave the community, and they do, to have their healthcare taken care of in Santa Rosa or somewhere. Young people don't want to come here because they're in the family building phase. So birthing is important, and prenatal care is important, and family doctors are important.
That's an excerpt from a lengthy interview I did with Paul Katza, a board member of the healthcare district who is running for re-election. Katza is not a catastrophist. He's an octogenarian who still plays baseball. He knows how good healthcare once was on the coast and has a vision for what it can be. But I wanted specific information.
Ask me a question.
Okay, so the public is really concerned that they're going to lose their hospital.
They're not going to lose their hospital. We're negotiating.
And Katzip referred me to Paul Garza, the chairman of the board who's handling the negotiations for the district. And Garza agreed to sit down with me, and he arranged for Robin Saron, the doctor representing the Adventist medical staff, to join us.
We've now gone through two negotiating sessions, and obviously I can't tell you details of that.
But Paul Garza said the discussions have been highly positive.
And from the outset, we've never had the sense that, as I'm speaking from the district's point of view, that Adventist had any other intention than working with us to resolve some of the issues that they're facing here in the community. And people need to understand, I think it's very important they understand that the problem that we're confronting has nothing to do with Adventist and us, right? It has to do with the fact that reimbursement for rural hospitals is quite low. And that is the problem that we're needing to, that's what we're needing to face. Now, there are some workarounds, and there's already been some improvement in the performance of the hospital. And we think that there's going to be some things that we can work with them to do.
There has been concern that people will have to go to Willits for cancer treatment, that the cancer treatments that are currently available will no longer be available.
Yeah, that's unfortunate as well. Adventist at one point was suggesting they may have to do that. They looked at some numbers and thought that they were not doing well with the oncology treatment here. But actually some staff work, some excellent staff work that was done by the hospital medical staff demonstrated that actually that is a center of profit for them at the hospital. And we've been told now three times there's no interest in reducing oncology services at the hospital. They will continue.
Well, this is an example of just figuring out a better way to get the appropriate reimbursement for the work that we do and for the drugs that we provide.
And what has been shared with me is 78% of the patients are Medi-Cal, Medicare. The difference is that the hospital is not being reimbursed at the same rate they would be for a private insurer. It's significantly less. So one of the solutions that is contemplated right now is a very interesting one. This was proposed to the Board of Supervisors a few months back, and the Board of Supervisors has agreed to explore it with the intention of doing it if it's feasible, is to create a business improvement district in the county, okay? And in that case, what would happen is there would be an 8% tax effectively or surcharge on every reimbursement. Now, that cost is not passed on to the patient. That's passed on to Medi-Cal, Medicare, or a private insurer. That 8%, there have been various estimates, but people are talking about it could mean $25 to $40 million. We understand that Lake is very close to enacting one of these.
Lake County.
Lake County.
With Sutter and Adventist Health, Clear Lake.
Okay.
So, and if they do, that would make the task of the counties, Mendocino County's task, a lot easier, because then we'd have a model to follow, a blueprint.
I mean, if the difference, if the delta that we're looking at is $400,000, it does seem like that can, that gap can be closed.
Yeah, as I understand it, this year, in rough figures, the hospital's operations are what, $85 million,
roughly.
Yeah, and so again, the goal that Venice has is 5% of that. So you could do the numbers. So we're not talking about a huge figure, and it appears that Adventist believes that they can also change some of their business practices, and that has to do with billing and collecting, that will improve that, just as a start right there.
You know, these are ideas that we're exploring, and we'll come up with something that works for everybody. And we are committed to keeping care local.
The final agreement is likely to take time. In the meantime, the district and the hospital want residents to know the hospital is unlikely to go anywhere. For KZYX News, I'm Elise Cox. For all our local stories and election coverage, visit kzyx.org. You can get the KZYX News podcast and our election podcast wherever you get your podcasts.